This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinnan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. Tuesday, 7:25, we give you hot fire, spitting good fire, lots of fire on Thanksgiving. Dinnan Hughes brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Dinnan, you ready for Dinnan Hughes season on Thursday?
Yes, I am. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
It's a fun time of the year.
That's right.
I get you guys know you talked about my plate, my Thanksgiving plate. I am like vanilla ice. I'm a one-hit wonder. I don't go back for seconds. I let everybody, which is about 24, 25 people that come to our house, I let everybody go through and get their plate, and then I come up and finish things off. I make one plate, and I sit there and I eat my one plate, and that's it.
So you're like
the next day I eat one more plate. The next day, one plate, never seconds.
So you're like Mahomes with a minute left and the game's tied in the fourth quarter. You let everybody kind of have their fun, and then Daddy comes in and gets serious and locks it up.
Pretty much, yeah. I think he got it from me.
Yeah, that's right.
So but what if you have something on the table that you really like and you want a little bit more of,
self-discipline,
man?
Self-discipline, Bob.
I get it the first time. If it's there and I see it and it warrants and deserves to be on my plate. It earned itself a right to be on my plate. Then it goes on my plate, and that's it.
And so are there certain things you pass up on Thanksgiving? Like, what are your no-goes?
Yeah, I don't eat black-eyed peas. I don't eat turnip greens, I guess. I don't eat mac and cheese. I don't eat cheese except for pizza. What else?
I mean, you are the funniest eater that I think I've ever experienced. Like, you don't eat Mexican food, right?
Yeah, I don't eat Mexican food. Don't eat seafood. Don't eat Chinese food. Now, don't mistake that for being healthy, because I'm not a healthy eater. I just am very, very picky.
Yeah, so you load up with stuffing, potatoes, no turkey, yep. Right? Just yep. Straight sides.
Oh, no. Turkey's there. Oh, ham okay. is there. Stuffing, there'll be a whole lot of stuffing, rice, yams, greens, what else?
Cranberry sauce.
Some sweet cranberry, definitely. Yep. A whole can of cranberry
sauce. See, that's how we know each other, Dane, and I know that's your vice.
Yep. cranberry sauce, and I'm the jellied cranberry sauce guy. I'm not the actual cranberries with the cranberry chunks in it.
We want to hear that sound coming out of the can.
It's the only time of year you get to hear.
Yep. There you go. Did you guys just become best friends?
I think we did.
All right, Danan, let's dive into this game because we were hit with a curveball yesterday. The backup kicker gets hurt, and here we go.
Gets hurt working out, man. Like, what the hell? Now we got kicker number three.
Yeah, man. This is getting peculiar now. I mean, it's interesting where we are, but you know, we always start the year off. It seems like around February, late February, we always start with "In Brett Veach We Trust" because we're talking about free agency and pending draft. And then we get to August, and we say "In Andy We Trust." And I think we got to start fitting in "Dave Tobe We Trust" because he's figured out ways to get guys to come in, whether it's Matt Araiza in the off season, Tommy Townsend the previous years. Guys that you hadn't heard of, not that there would be big names as far as punters, but guys that you hadn't heard of. Now Spencer Schrader, you hadn't really heard of him. He comes in, makes a game-winning kick. So I'm going to lean on in blank we trust. It just depends on what time of the year. So this time of the year, it's going to be Dave Tobe.
Yeah, and it looks like Matthew Wright is the kicker that they're going to bring in. This guy played with the Chiefs twice in 2022. He's been with, since 2022, he's been with the Chiefs, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Panthers, the 49ers, the Falcons, the Patriots, the Panthers, the Steelers, the 49ers. So, I mean, like, this guy has definitely been around the block. The good news is, hopefully you take care of business on Friday. We don't need the kicker, and then we got one game with the Chargers, and then Harrison Butker is back after that.
Yeah, hopefully we can do that. You know what? And you guys will be proud of me. I actually woke up a little earlier than normal when I'm on with you guys on Tuesday, and I looked up. We always talk about moral victories, and I was trying to look up, like, what's the opposite of moral victories, and I could not find anything that was the opposite of a moral victory. When we talk about moral victories, what do we say? It's a you win a game, not necessarily in decisive fashion. You lose the game, but you have some positive takeaways. That's the moral victories. There's no such thing as a moral victory in professional sports, but we always use that term. So I was trying to figure out the opposite of that. What would be that you actually won the game, but it wasn't necessarily in decisive fashion, and there were some takeaways from the game that you can use to maybe catapult yourself going forward. Like, I want to see if you guys are more versed in, in the dictionary, and, you guys are smarter than me. What would be the opposite of that moral victory thing?
I think that would be what we saw on Sunday.
Yeah,
we got to win, but it doesn't seem like the team is happy. Obviously, a lot of fans are upset about the way that the win happened. People thought it should have been a blowout. We would have liked to have seen a blowout, but look, I maintain, Danan, winning these games means more than blowing somebody out on a random Sunday in November.
Oh, I agree, and I would say that, yes, it would have been more comfortable to have at least a 10-point win in that game. But I will contest, and I don't have, we won't have players only this week. I won't be at the fans football show this week because of the holidays, so there won't be an extra opportunity for me to dig deeper into this. But I contend that this win could almost have the same or the equivalent of the effect of the loss against the Raiders last year. And the wake-up call of, maybe we're not where we need to be, and we need to kind of tighten the screws on where we're at from a team standpoint, from a player standpoint. You think about, I wouldn't say that they did, but you could make the argument in the loss against the Bills that, hey, that's the Bills. They had all the incentive. We were on their field. They needed an amazing run by Josh Allen at the end to stop us from getting the ball back down by five with an opportunity to go down the road and score if they would have kicked the field. All that stuff would have been true. And you can make an excuse, okay, we'll see them again. We always do. And we're better than them in the postseason. But then Now you move forward to Carolina and you feel like, okay, we are a better football team. Everyone knows we're a better football team. And yet we didn't play up to the standards. And our strength wind up almost being a weakness in the game. And the defense didn't play up to the standard as well, didn't get pressure in the face of Bryce Young, like all of these different things. And I feel like the questions that we had coming out of Christmas Day last year, you could almost, even though we won, you can almost apply some of those to this time, and maybe it'll have the same effect.
When you look at this team, when you look at this team at the beginning of the year, it was like you said, the defense was locked down and everyone's like, oh, Mahomes is, you know, broken. He's thrown 6 touchdowns and 8 interceptions. And, you know, Bob brings up the numbers yesterday about how Mahomes has completely changed and how he's been this different quarterback the last 4 or 5 weeks. And then the defense has kind of almost given up back-to-back weeks of 30 points and 24 4 weeks ago. And it's like, when those two get on the same level, I fear for the NFL.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, make no mistake about it that just because we haven't arrived yet doesn't mean that you shouldn't be scared when we arrive, because it's inevitable. Like, we're not going to be this same team. There's still 6 games left. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, we're not, like, you know, limping into the playoffs playing bad football. So 6 games left is more than enough for us to correct the things that we need to correct, because they are correctable. Like, there's nothing that we're not doing the best or championship level that you say, you know what, that's just not going to – we're not going to be able to do that this year. That's just not the name of the way this team is. Like, we know – we've seen opportunities where our receivers have gotten separation and we've gotten big plays, and Patrick Mahomes – I mean, he only had 10 incompletions in the game, and he had 3 touchdowns and no turnovers. So, mm-hmm. like – and we're talking like it was a down game when it really wasn't. And the like we've seen game after game after game for now 2 years plus where Trent McDuffie has been a lockdown corner. And we've seen like the pass rush. We've seen Chris Jones wreck a game and just basically, you know, annihilate the offense in front of him. So it's not like we're saying, you know what, these guys are – you know, 12 to 15 year vets, they don't have any left in their gas tank and we're just going to hold on for dear life. No, that's not the case. So I think there's some encouragement that we can have the fact that we're just not arrived yet. When there are other teams out there, and you guys have heard me say this, where they've played their best football and they're just holding on for dear life while we're still ascending.
Yeah. And I think you're right about that, Dane. And like this team is still yet to put together, as Dusty mentioned, like a complete game with, you know, the offense and defense both playing at an extreme great level. And maybe that starts this Friday against the Raiders. Maybe it doesn't happen till the postseason. Either way, it eventually will happen. And then it's go time. But a lot of that to me on defense right now, where this team is, Chris Jones hasn't had a sack in 7 games, man. Like, is there reason to be concerned about that? Because I know I am starting, and I don't get concerned about a lot with this team, but 7 weeks without a sack, man, and the sack numbers being so much lower than where they were a year ago with essentially the same guys out there, that is concerning to me.
Yeah, it should be concerning for sure. Here's, I would say the bigger concern is if Chris Jones starts pressing for sacks. And that's where you don't want to see. And I do see at times in the games where he's jumping around blocks, trying to get some depth into the backfield, maybe trying to wreck the passing game and getting outside of his assignments. Like, think about it from this perspective. If you have a responsibility, because for the general fan, I think people think, okay, Chris Jones lines up over the tackle. His job is to beat the tackle whatever way possible. That's not the case. His job is to beat the tackle in a certain gap, in a certain way. And if he doesn't beat the, if he goes an opposite way or to a different side, he exposes the entire defense for a scrambling ability of the quarterback or a bigger play to be made. So if he runs inside when he's supposed to stay outside, guess what? Now the quarterback, like we saw yesterday or this past weekend, there were, and I wouldn't say that this was his fault, but I'm just using this as an example, that he, like Bryce Young, escaped from the pocket to the right and had a clear avenue to run the ball or throw the ball deep into the end zone. And I want to say there was an example of that on the pass interference in the end zone. Like, if you do your job wrong, even though you have good intention or you might think that you're going to make a play in the backfield, it could expose the entire defense. So my fear is not so much that Chris Jones won't eventually get a sack. It's at what cost? Like, I don't want him to get outside of the game plan for the sake of wreaking havoc in the backfield, because that might work for one play where he does get that sack and he breaks this streak. But what about that next play when he tries it, or the next two or five plays that he tries it? Do we expose our defense to big plays? So stay within the game plan. This game plan has worked to the tune of three Super Bowls, basically. So let's stay within that same game plan, and I think we'll be better later in the season.
I love it, Danon. Love it. Stay with the game plan on Thanksgiving. I know you will, and I can't wait for Mac to see your Twitter picture of your plate for the first time in his Kansas City sports career here.
Yeah, I got to start preparing now because I'm getting older, man.
Sweatpants.
You know, it takes a couple of days for me to kind of get my stomach right. So I don't want to disappoint my fans out there that are looking forward to that picture.
So are you like this, like not eating for the next 2 days, or are you taking a lot of Metamucil?
No. Yeah, I'm mixing that up too.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get some stuff out of me before I get some stuff in me, right? So
that's right.
Yeah, I got to regulate that. So we'll see how it goes. But you guys have a blessed and happy Thanksgiving, man.
You as well, Danon.
Hopefully we are able to bring a win here this holiday weekend against the hated Raiders.
No doubt about it, man. We'll see you at the game on Friday.
And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy
and your
Thanksgiving,
family.
My friend.
All right, fellas.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.